For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, the fourth day of November. And we're going to start today with Megan Gill. Megan is with the School of Health Professions. Good to have you here, Megan. We're going to talk a little bit about a research grant for autism. But I asked you before we came on, how many people are affected with autism? And you told me, was it 1 in 88?
1 in 88 people are diagnosed with autism.
I had no idea it was that many. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And when you say affected, it's not just the people with the diagnosis, but the families and caregivers of those people that are affected.
But what you were telling me is 1 in every 88 people will be diagnosed with autism.
Yes, sir.
You can have autism and not know it?
Yes. It's a spectrum of disorders. So some people are very high functioning and able to go to school and go to work, and other people need pretty intensive therapy.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the research grant.
So the research grant that was just awarded was a team that's led by Dr. Micah Mazurek. She's a health psychologist in the School of Health Professions, and her grant is focused on it's called the Autism Impact Measure, and what she's trying to do is show short-term measurements that show improvement in autism symptoms in a shorter period of time so that we can adjust treatment, adjust education, adjust therapies in clinical settings over the short term.
So what type of treatment is there for autism?
Well, it depends on what kind of autism you have, but common therapies are occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, regular psychology.
But there's not a medication, per se, that you take for autism?
No, because there's no such thing as autism specifically, although pharmaceuticals are being researched as, genetics, and there are... Autism is so difficult to understand. There are a lot of different avenues of research looking at possible therapies.
Is autism, a simple way of describing it, is that the brain of an autistic person is wired just a little differently than the brain of a non-autistic person, correct?
That's a very simple way of putting it, yes. It's actually something in the brain that is just different, and it can either be a lot different or a little bit different. And a lot of the cues are in the social interactions and speech patterns and behavior patterns of people. Our folks at the Thompson Center can diagnose autism in children 12 months old.
12 months old?
Mm-hmm.
The parent may not even be aware that the child is autistic?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do then? If you're diagnosed at 12 years old, do you stand a better chance of that child living a more normal life?
Well, and again, it depends on the exact diagnosis, but our research is looking at, is early intervention one of the keys to more successful outcomes for patients?
Okay, if anybody listening to us today or watching this on the internet, if they want more information, they have an autistic child or an autistic person in their family, where can they go to get this information?
Well, if you suspect that someone in your family may have an autism diagnosis, I would suggest going to the Thompson Center's website. I believe it's thompsoncenter.missouri.edu. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of resources available online there.
Okay.
You can also be seen there, have an evaluation with a health psychologist and talk about you know, what you're seeing in your right. child, what, you know, oftentimes as a parent, you think, I'm not sure what it is, but something's just not quite right.
Okay. Our people can call you at the School of Health Professions for more information.
Anytime they can call us at the School of Health
Professions. We're out of time, but what's your phone number?
I'm 573-882-7974.
Okay, Megan Gill, thank you so much for coming on and trying to make this as clear as possible, and it is not a simple, easy subject.
No, sir.
All right. Megan Gill, thank you so much. Now we turn to Scott Gordon, Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Good to have you here, Scott.
Thank you, Paul.
And you have an event coming up this Saturday, November the 9th. What is that?
The Hunger Run. It is our former Cranberry Crawl, 5K, 10K, and a special event this year called the Challenge 5K, which will have a set of challenges like the Amazing Race, where there are food bank-related questions or challenges that each set of contestants, so it's two contestants, will have to surpass in order to move along to the next K, and then they get another set of questions or challenges.
Now, is there any way that they can study for these questions?
They can study if they would look at our website. That's a good place to start and study some of the pages on our website. But it's not going to be entirely history or facts. It's going to be some interesting challenges. It's going to be unlike anything else that we've ever had.
Okay. And this event, this coming Saturday, is to raise money also.
To raise money for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri to feed about 110,000 people region-wide in our 32-county area.
So how are you going to raise the money with the event?
Well, people pay a $25 entry fee or $50 per two-person team for the challenge race. And we also have sponsors and some folks that are supporting us in a really kind way there. So,
and where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Food Bank on 2101 Vandiver. And we're going to run through the beautiful confines of the Vandiver Pennsylvania Drive area.
Okay.
So it's challenging in that regard. And we've got some interesting challenges for the runners in the challenge race. And, of course, we'll have a kids fun run also.
So what time should people show up?
7 a.m. Show up, and then we'll start shortly thereafter.
Okay, so if you want to be a part of this, it's $25 for an individual, $50 for
two.
And the event is called?
The Hunger Run.
The Hunger Run.
And it is a tie-in with the Hunger Games, which the second movie comes out about the 22nd of November.
Okay. So it's this coming Saturday, November 9th, at the Food Bank on Vandiver. Hopefully you'll want to participate in it, have a good time, and raise a lot of money for the Food
Bank. Come out and run with us, Paul.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming by. Scott Gordon, if people want more information, the phone number is?
474-1020.
474-1020. Scott Gordon. Mark it on your calendar for this Saturday, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, we'll tell you about the Ozark Fiber Fling and the Greenhouse Theater Project. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun O'Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And I'd love to hear from you. If there's something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperpmissouri.edu.